broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for June 14th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. I'm going to skip the recap of the previous show. We've got too much going on, and the recap's too big. We'll do that later. Meantime, Sheriff Richard Mack with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Well, thanks, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful Tuesday morning.
It is a beautiful Tuesday morning, but, man, there's trouble in Denmark, if you will. You got the Capitol, January 6th Capitol riot, quote, I don't know what you call them. They say they're hearings, but I don't really see that they're hearings at all, Sheriff. In the traditional sense, because, look, you've really got a producer for TV. They put it on primetime TV to get maximum viewership. It's a one-sided pony show. There's no cross-examination. People were unprecedentedly blocked from committees and more. Jim Jordan had the chance to speak with one of the talking heads about this, Maria. I've got some clips from it to play, and then I want to get your response on some of this. Here it is.
Joining me right now to discuss the issues of the day and what the GOP can do about it is Ohio Congressman and the House Judiciary Committee ranking member, Jim Jordan. Congressman, it's good to see you this morning. Thanks very much for being here.
Good to be with you. You bet.
I want to first get your reaction to what took place last week at the January 6th committee hearings. What did we learn?
Well, I don't think we learned anything new. I mean, we already knew they want to get rid of the Electoral College. They want to make it so that President Trump can't run in 2024. And they had the, you know, the former head of ABC News as the producer, the choreographer of this thing. But I don't think we learned anything new, even with hundreds of witnesses, thousands of hours of testimony, no ability for Republicans to do any type of cross-examination. I still don't think there was anything new there. You know, it's kind of like the home team playing in the, at home and the refs on their side, and they still can't win the game. That was sort of my takeaway. And I think that's the American people's takeaway, because they're focused on the things you've already just mentioned, Maria. They're focused on $5 gas, 41-year high inflation, a border that's no longer a border, and crime that's on the rise in every major urban area in this country.
All right, Sheriff Mack, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I think it's been obvious that this is just impeachment number three against the president, the former President Trump. I think the Democrats just don't have any shame, and they don't have any fairness about them, and they don't care who knows it anymore. And
hold on, let me stop you there, though. That is the sea change. It used to be the Democrats and Republicans had different views to the problems we face, but they were at least somewhat civil to one another. Now, though, it's an all-out, and pardon the phrase that I'm going to use here, but it's an all-out turkey shoot. They don't really care about anything at all, and they know it, and they know people know it, and they don't care anymore either. It's literally a witch hunt, though. I mean, look. They know full well that they've got a one-sided dog and pony show, prime time. This is unprecedented.
Yeah, in fact, it's beyond witch hunt. They've already done their witch hunt for the last 4 or 5 years. Now they have the witch there, so they can just keep beating. It's more like beating a dead horse now, and over and over and over. And I keep looking at Liz Cheney, and she's losing horribly in the polls in Wyoming. There's no way she can keep her seat, and she knows
that.
Yeah,
there is. All they got to do is commit vote fraud.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, you're of right, course. You're right.
Our hot topic, of course. But she knows the Democrats are going to take care of her. She's going to get some big appointment from Biden or somebody else, from Pelosi. And she's been a good girl. She's done what she's told. And she keeps the narrative, and she keeps her talking points. You know, she scolds the Republicans and whatnot. And the you already know how I feel about the Democrat-Republican narrative and the divisiveness and you know, the look, the Democrats care about the Democrats winning. They don't want Trump to be able to run again. That's what this whole sham has been about. So this whole thing is an amazing display of Democrats, how afraid they are of Donald Trump. And they should be, because he's made them look bad.
I want to be very clear, though. This is not the Democrats versus the Republicans like they want you to believe. This is really the deep state against the rest of us. So listen as they continue.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You and Kevin McCarthy wrote an op-ed about a week ago in the Wall Street Journal, and you pointed out a number of things in that op-ed, basically that this was a illegitimate committee. So I guess my question to you is, if it's illegitimate and they're weaponizing majority rule, are any of these subpoenas enforceable and legal that they are handing out? And what happens to this committee should you take the majority in November?
All right, before he answers, she's saying, hey, if it's an illegitimate committee, are these subpoenas enforceable and legal? Sheriff, do you want to respond to that before we let Jim respond?
Yeah, you know, that is a huge question, and I'm not sure I have what the ins and outs and machinations of the congressional committees are, but I know they have every staunch enemy of President Trump on there. And so, again, there's no fairness. Let's see, how many lying sacks of crap can we get on one committee and have them go after Trump free and easy? You know, they're completely free to do whatever they want because they set the rules. And so, like Adam Schiff, are you kidding me? This guy has lied and lied and lied and lied, and he has no shame. He doesn't care. He'll do another lie today. And he absolutely is so pathetically dishonest. And no one cares. Oh, let's get the 10 people who hate Trump the most in Congress and get them up there and let them say and do whatever they want. Good grief. Are you kidding?
This is where the deep state, though, comes in my opinion, because the Democrats are barbecuing the Republicans, but only on the surface. And what I mean by that is the Republicans lie to. The Republicans have been against Trump as much as the Democrats have. Not so vocally, but when it comes to undermining his administration, when it comes to, they've been just as against Donald as everybody else. But you know what? It's not about Donald. It's about we, the people. So listen carefully here to this.
Well, we'll investigate. I want to see all the depositions. I want to see all the documents. And a ranking member, Rodney Davis, has already sent a preservation letter to the committee saying, preserve all this information so we can look at it and the American people can get the full story, not just this one-sided choreographed presentation we got, we got the other night. So, but when you think about what this committee has done, never in the history of this country, in the history of the House of Representatives, has a minority leader not been able to put on a select committee the individuals he or she has selected? We also know that this committee has altered evidence and lied to the American people about it, so much so that they had to issue a statement which says, we regret the error, which is government speak for, we got caught lying. So that's what this committee is about. I think the country sees it for what it is, a partisan political activity. That's why the leader and I wrote the op-ed that we did in the Wall Street Journal a couple weeks ago.
Right now, I want to respond to this because here's my problem. The Democrats are literally taking on Donald Trump, but yet at the end of the day, they're not really going to push and prosecute. They say they're not going to go after Donald now. All these accusations.
They know they don't have a case.
That's right. But then the opposite's true, though. What about these people on this committee that got caught lying, that said, oh, we had an inadvertent error? They've lied, and we've caught them lying on multiple occasions. They don't go into all the occasions in this interview, but they're highlighted. What about that criminal activity? How come there's no prosecution the other direction? And the answer is, as far as I can tell, Sheriff, deep state. They all want to protect each other at the top.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it is a tremendous example of the deep state. It's just coming out now where it's on the surface. It's not as deep. It used to be that they were trying to hide this stuff, as we mentioned earlier. But they've been caught, and you're absolutely correct. When they get caught, it's, oh, man, we really, oh, gosh, I didn't understand the question. And they knew all this stuff, and they had it ready. This thing, as you said, it's been choreographed by this ABC producer and director, and which is astonishing because Bill Clinton did the same thing. In his campaign and in all his stuff, he hired Hollywood elites to make sure that his choreography was fun. This whole thing, what a sham! And I really want to know who the 33% of the people are. Are you that idiotic? Are you just that un-American? Are you that stupid? Or are you just, no matter what, you're a Democrat, liberal, leftist apologist, and you're not going to change your mind no matter if you see these guys, if you see Democrats committing murder on video, you're still going to vote for each one of them. And I guess besides voter fraud, that's how people like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and Liz Cheney have stayed in. And Liz Cheney could stay in Congress, but she got crossways with the president and she couldn't take it back, and she can't take it back now. And it's really pathetic, the whole show.
It seems to me, though, that Jim Jordan, now oftentimes we want to criticize the media because they're unfair to the Republicans or whatever else. Look, in this case, she gave Jordan an opportunity to really stand up nobly, boldly. In my opinion, Jordan dropped the ball here. She said, hey, if this committee is illegitimate, like you say, do they have authority? Are their subpoenas legal and legitimate or whatever else? He literally sidestepped her question and said, oh, we're going to investigate if you put us in office. Hold on now. Liberty Roundtable Live with Sheriff Richard Mack.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Calling all patriots, come meet a modern-day hero, Tom Jones, on day 68 of his 76 marathons in 76 days on behalf of the American Village West. We'll be at Liberty Hall on Friday evening, June 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. There will be free food and drinks, so bring your family and friends to celebrate Tom's amazing achievement. Who is Tom Jones? Loving Liberty's Sam Bushman interviewed him on day one in Alabama just moments before he began his first marathon. Get to know Tom at unitedwepledge.org/V2V.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
All right, back with you live. It's Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, and Sam Bushman on your radio. Ladies and gentlemen, so I'm saying Jim Jordan dropped the ball big time. The host, Maria, gave him an opportunity to really lay this out. If the Democrats lied, altered evidence, and we know on multiple occasions they did, how come no one's going after them? First of all, nothing except for complaints that, oh, they're the bad guys, and they're choreographing a hit piece via primetime television on us, the other side. But there's no accountability. So she says, hey, are these subpoenas legitimate? Are they legal? He avoids the question completely and says, well, golly, if you elect us in November, we'll look into this thing. We're going to investigate. Yeah. That's what we're going to do.
No.
Now, I appreciate that. But wait a minute. Wait a minute now. You know what? Donald said he was going to lock her up. And then when he got in office, he said, why would I lock up my buddy Hillary? Okay, now the same thing's true here. Jim's going, why would I really go after my friends for real? I mean, this is a political show here. That's what I mean by it's the deep state. Look, if they really lied and manipulated a text message, as they claim, That is a criminal offense because that's what's being used to literally put people in jail right now. Due process for those who are in jail and a speedy trial have been jettisoned. This idea that we're going to go after select people, blame it on Donald with zero evidence, and then not prosecute Donald with anything. We're going to impeach President Trump, and part of the impeachment is going to be the lie that somehow somebody beat up a cop with a fire extinguisher or whatever it was, and it turned out that was an absolute lie. But that was part of the impeachment testimony, Sheriff. So look, why aren't they going after these criminals who are literally lying and faking evidence and manipulating evidence? And why is this just a pony show on both sides?
Well, I know. I agree because it's been what I've called all-star wrestling match. And each side has to play their part, and each side has their own choreography, even though maybe they didn't hire. The Republicans have not hired an ABC director like the Democrats did. But it's still, they have rules, and they're only going to go so far so the American people don't see what a farce both sides are. And I will, I've got to say this, though. This is living proof of how absolutely petrified the Democrats are that Trump could ever get in office again. And the reason being is because he did the ultimate sin. He committed the ultimate sin against the Democrats. He violated the rules that you can only go so far in making us look bad. And Trump was fair and put America first in the things that he did, like energy and foreign policy and with NATO and with China and with Russia. He didn't act like...
And with pro-life and with the border. You're right.
Right. Of course, on all of it. And so the economy especially, he showed what you can do if you put principles of liberty in there and you get government off the back of the people and you let people do their own thing and let them enjoy the fruits of their labor and put them in charge of their property and their businesses and let the pizza pie, the size of the pie, let that get bigger and bigger and bigger. And each year it did exactly that. And the American people prospered. And the oil companies prospered. Hey, if the oil companies go out of business, great. But it never can be that the government forced them out. It has to be the market take care of it. The market, the free markets will take care of that on their own. And so they don't want Trump. They are scared to death, petrified that Trump could get back in there and show them up again. And he doesn't go by the rules like Jim Jordan still kept the rules that he's not going to go too far in letting everybody know how dishonest the Democrats are. And usually the Democrats don't need anybody's help to show how dishonest they are. Well, there's just so far Jim Jordan can go on that.
The interview continues. I don't think Donald went far enough either. We'll get into that in a minute. But here's the interview to make my point. He doesn't really... It always is far enough to be, you know, you can complain about criminals, but you can never prosecute and really arrest criminals. That's the problem that we're having here. And Americans are starting to see that reality check, too. The interview continues. Listen to this.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because one of the questions that you have brought up, Kevin McCarthy has brought up on this program just last week, is why was the Capitol so vulnerable in the first place? Who knew what, that violence was going to happen, and why weren't the frontline cops aware of that? What have we learned in terms of that? Why this was allowed to happen, a breach of the Capitol?
We didn't learn anything. Yeah, Maria, you're right. Good question. We didn't learn anything about the answer to that question from the hearing the other night. And only one person can really answer that question. That's the Speaker of the House. And guess what? The chairman of this committee, Benny Thompson, has said she's off limits. He's not going to ask her anything. He's not going to call her. They're not going to depose her. But she's the one who was offered the National Guard from the White House. We know that. We've had countless people tell us that. President Trump said, if you need National Guard there that day, they're available. She didn't take him up on that offer because... According to correspondence, according to testimony that we had received and media reports, I should say, the sergeant at arms says that the speaker's office didn't like the optics of that. And you know why they didn't like the optics? Because you can never forget the context here. In the summer of 2020, they called rioters and looters peaceful protesters all summer long. And so with that as the backdrop and that as the framework, it's kind of tough then on January 6th to say, you know what, we want more law enforcement. We want the National Guard there to protect the Capitol. I think that's the reason they didn't do it, because of their position on defunding the police and the position they took during the summer of 2020. But she should be asked that question. That's something that if the American people put us in charge, we will get to the bottom of and we'll get an answer to.
All right. Again, we're not talking about prosecuting criminals. They're gunning for elections, Sheriff. Hey, you know what? This was really bad. It's a horrible look. Only one person can answer the question. We can't get anything done. We don't have any authority. We don't, you know what? But if you elect us, we'll get it done. Well, then Maria asks the quintessential question. And again, he drops the ball.
Yeah, I think you make an important point, because Chuck Schumer was out and about taunting extremists in 2020 about Brett Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court. We know that this past week, a murder attempt was made on Justice Brett Kavanaugh's life. We also know that there was legislation that passed in the Senate 2 months ago to protect justices and give them security. But here's Nancy Pelosi when she was asked about that legislation and why it has not come to the floor in the House. Watch.
An armed man showed up near Justice Kavanaugh's house.
There will be a bill, but nobody is in danger over the weekend because of our not having a bill.
What happened with that bill?
Maria, their effort to intimidate the United States Supreme Court is so intense that they won't even pass this legislation that passed the Senate unanimously. So think about that. Bernie Sanders supported that legislation. Elizabeth Warren supported that legislation. Every Democrat supported that legislation, and they won't bring it up in light of the fact now that we had an assassination attempt on the sitting justice, a sitting justice of the United States Supreme Court. That is unbelievable that she said, oh, no, not to worry over the week. I mean, that's crazy. So we were all for this. Leader McCarthy talked about this on the floor last week before we left town. Why not bring it up? We were willing to bring it up. Unanimous consent. Just let this thing pass. But Nancy Pelosi held this up just like she's holding up any investigation into why the Capitol wasn't prepared, why it wasn't in a proper security posture that was needed on January 6th.
So the question becomes, should you get the majority in November, will you depose Nancy Pelosi?
The ultimate question was just asked. Here's his answer.
Well, we'll see. One thing we're committed to do is the investigations that need to be done so that the American people get the truth. And we will do it in a way that is consistent with the United States Constitution. That's what we're focused on. And there are lots of investigations, excuse me, that need to happen, Maria. We need to look at why were thousands of Americans' tax returns made public. The Ways and Means Committee should look at that. The Judiciary Committee has to look into this, to the border situation, the idea that we no longer have a border. We need to look into the DOJ targeting moms and dads who show up at school board meetings. We need to look at the Oversight Committee needs to examine the whole origin, all the misinformation we got from Dr. Fauci over the last year and a half. So there's lots of investigations need to happen. We're committed to doing that, but doing it in a way that's consistent with the Constitution.
Now, Sheriff, I don't mean to be rude, but he wouldn't even commit to even depose Nancy. Now, they're literally issuing subpoenas to Republicans where Republicans are saying, I'm not going to subject myself to this witch hunt, this unfair investigation, because it's not a real investigation. It's an attack. We're not even going to subject ourselves to this. But when the tables are turned, he's not even committing that he's going to depose Nancy, even though he says, look, Nancy is the one that stopped greater security at the Capitol. But then why do we not have the security at the Capitol? Well, only Nancy knows. Well, are you going to depose Nancy? Well, we'll see. I don't know. We'll think about it. We're going to do what's right for the people, though. I promise. Just elect us, and we'll follow the Constitution. When we come back, Sheriff Mack responds. I'm telling you right now, in my opinion, that this interview is more telling about the Republican deep state than the hearings show about the Democrat deep state. This is shocking, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have no prayer to get to the bottom of anything with these clowns in charge. Liberty Roundtable live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The stock market sell-off deepened Monday with the Standard & Poor's 500 entering a bear market. Faced with rising chances of a Federal Reserve rate hike, investors broadly unloaded risk. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 3.9% as 495 of its 500 components ended the day lower. The declines left the United States benchmark down more than 20% from its January record. More than 125 million Americans were under heat warnings and advisories overnight as a dangerous heat wave that began in the southwest heads into central and southern United States. The National Weather Service is warning that a dangerous combination of heat and humidity will affect the majority of the lower 48 states before the week is over. And there's a few signs the heat will not go away as the first official day of summer is in 1 week. It is Flag Day in the United States. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
SpaceX cleared a key hurdle Monday for its plan to launch a gigantic spacecraft into orbit from Texas. The Federal Aviation Administration concluded an environmental review of the Starship base and saw no significant environmental concerns. Starship is the most powerful rocket ever built and is meant to carry people to the moon and Mars. Amazon is accusing union organizers of threatening employees. Now union acceptance at one Amazon location is in jeopardy.
A hearing is underway that will decide whether or not a historic win against Amazon will stand or whether the union election will be redone. In April, the Amazon labor union were successful in organizing a warehouse on Staten Island. Weeks after the election, the retail giant filed 25 objections to the election, accusing union organizers of harassing and threatening employees who weren't supporting the union, among other charges. The hearing is expected to last several days and is being live-streamed on Zoom. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
All right, Sheriff Mack, so the setup is Jim Jordan, when blatantly asked by the mainstream press, are you going to depose Nancy Pelosi? Right after he claims that Nancy Pelosi literally rejected protection of the Capitol, and she's the only one that knows the answers of why they did that. And then they say, hey, are you going to depose her? And he's like, nah, we'll look into that. But, you know, you just got to elect us because we got a lot of things to investigate. In fact, we're going to investigate everybody, but they're not going to criminally prosecute anybody. They're not going to get anything done. This is flat-out Republican, you know, so vague. We'll promise the world and never deliver on anything. This is deep state at the highest order. I maintain this is greater display of the deep state on the Republican side via this interview. He agreed to do nothing. Nothing.
Yeah,
they're criminals, but we'll do nothing, Sheriff.
That's the all-star wrestling match. And even the Democrats and Republicans, as much as they pretend to hate each other, they will not violate the ultimate rules and exposing their political nature in all of this. And I will throw you down and act like I'm really mad at you, and then you'll act like you're hurt, and then you'll get back up and do the same to me, and the American people will be fooled once again that we're doing everything we can. We're going to look into this. We're going to see what happens. That's another thing he said. We'll see what happens. And
we're going to lock up Hillary.
No, yeah, no way. No, that's
all right. Now it gets even more interesting. Listen to her.
So who is responsible for all of these failed policies? Liz Peek wrote a fantastic op-ed in FoxNews.com the other day saying that, look, it's not all Joe Biden's fault here. His cabinet is inept. Let's take a look at the cabinet, and I want to know from you, who's going to be left holding the ball? Is Janet Yellen going to continue in her job, even though she told us for a year that inflation was transitory? You've got Alejandro Mayorkas running a wide-open border. You've got Jennifer Granholm not even understanding how much oil is needed. Blinken overseeing, and Lloyd Austin overseeing the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. I mean, it goes on and on. Who's responsible for these failed policies? Janet Yellen in the Treasury Secretary told us that inflation was transitory. Pete Buttigieg was missing in action when we had a massive supply chain crisis going on. Merrick Garland, he's not investing anything that is clearly issues in plain sight, criminality with regard to policies. So who is responsible, Congressman?
They're all responsible, and I think the American people are fixing to make a change come November. You can just feel that happening. But you're right. I mean, Mayorkas said the border's secure. Oh my goodness. Janet Yellen said she's surprised at inflation. How can you be surprised at inflation when you spend like crazy, pay people not to work, and drive up the cost of energy? I mean, that makes no sense. Of course, Granholm has no idea what kind of energy policy we need. We had a good energy policy under President Trump. And you can look at every single policy area. It has went from being good under President Trump to being terrible under these guys. We went from a secure border to chaos. We went from energy independence to the president begging Iran, OPEC, and Venezuela to increase production. We went from safe streets to record levels of crime in every major urban area. And we went from stable prices to a 41-year high inflation rate. And I haven't even got into foreign policy or the attacks on our First Amendment. And of course, last week, the attacks on our Second Amendment rights. So there's a reason, Maria, more than 7 out of 10 of our fellow citizens think the country is on the wrong track. They think that because it's true. They understand this great country is in a terrible situation because of Joe Biden and their policies, and it's being done to us all intentionally. And that's why I think there is, again, a big change coming in this year's midterm elections.
Oh my God.
Right now, he just turned criminal activity into a bunch of complaints about policy failures. They're inept. Right. They didn't really mean to. They're just clueless. Da 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 da. But we've now turned criminal activity blatant in your face. Are you going to depose people to, you know what? There's so many problems with America, and they're all Joe's fault. Now, didn't most of the stimulus happen under the Donald? Didn't the vaccine fast track, or whatever you want to call it, Operation Warp Speed, forced vaccinations happen under the Donald? You know what? Donald Trump has done a lot of good, but there's a lot of trouble on his watch, too. We cannot avoid that and pretend it doesn't exist. Look, most of the handouts were under Donald, right?
Well, he didn't do forced vaccinations. He always called them guidelines. But he went from taking hydroxychloroquine in front of all Americans, and from that to telling people they should get vaxxed. So, you know, which one is it? And if hydroxychloroquine, as he said, was working for him, then that's what they should have been pushing.
But he fast-tracked the vaccine, though.
Of course he did. And it was all politics, you're hearing from Jim Jordan.
Hold on, and we're learning while he fast-tracked those vaccinations, Fauci was literally forcing things on everybody. Obviously, the courts stopped it to a great degree. Joe Biden just jumped in and carried it forward. But look, we know now, because they've been forced to release 55,000 pages a month, even though the government didn't want to release this, the courts forced them to. And we're finding out that, hey, there's all kinds of evidence of literally hundreds of lethal side effects, hundreds of side effects that create spike protein in your body. This is dangerous. People are dying because of the vaccines. Every time we were told to shut up, it wasn't true. But now we find out it's factual as could be. And it's all on the Donald's watch, every bit of it.
Yeah. But you're absolutely, your point of subterfuge on both sides, you know, they'll only go so far, and they have to keep the rules. And that's what Jim Jordan is doing. He's keeping the rules. You can only go so far.
And that's even what Donald Trump has done, though. Hey, he hasn't locked up a single person, has he?
Well, nothing that matters, that's for sure.
He could have gone after the Barack Obama birth certificate like he promised. That was forgery, fraudulent. He could have gone after Hillary. Now we have evidence after he's out of office.
Criminals.
Hillary literally ordered the fake dossier, costing the taxpayers to investigate $30 million, knowing that it was full fraud from the get-go. Hillary funded it, promoted it, acknowledged it. Okay, she got caught in that, but no one's talking about prosecuting her at all. Zero. Zilch.
No, and they won't. They'll only go so far. And what I find completely pathetic, and I have nothing but disdain for this ridiculous answer from Jim Jordan, supposed to be this stalwart Republican constitutional guy. You know, he says, well, we'll do it according to the Constitution. And then when he's asked, he said, the midterms will save America because we're going to get the Republicans back into office. I find that so pathetic and so political and so disingenuous. And maybe that's a nice word to say, completely dishonest.
That's the reality here. And that's the problem. The interview tells me much. So listen to the rest of this.
By the way, we're going to speak with Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North coming up in the program, but I just should point out some news that happened this weekend, because the defense minister of China pretty much smacked down Lloyd Austin and saying, who is the mastermind behind the war in Ukraine? Who stands to gain the most? Who's adding fuel to the fire? He asked. And then in a very stunning comment about Taiwan, he basically warned the United States not to get involved in anything about Taiwan, saying that is a path to death. So we'll hear more about Lloyd Austin's meeting with the Chinese defense minister coming up this week. But it doesn't appear that the CCP is backing down from America anytime soon, Congressman.
Yeah, again, this goes back, and we've talked about this before. When you project weakness from the Oval Office, which is exactly what is happening now, you get bad things happening. I remember a few months ago, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on a show, and he was asked the question. He said, would these things have happened when President Trump was in the White House? And I thought Mike gave a great answer. He said, well, the short answer is, I don't know. But I do know this, they didn't happen when he was in the White House. And that speaks volumes. That says it all. That's the difference between strength as the commander in chief and president of the United States and, frankly, the unfortunate situation we have now.
All right, Congressman, it's good to see you. I wanted to get into your letter to Dr.
So there you have it. I look at that and I say, wow, now we're not even going to really take action on China. All we're going to do is say Joe failed with China and Donald did great with China.
The summary is
we got to have Donald back. And you know what? We're going to get Donald back. And as soon as we do, we're going to lock her up. We're going to take care of business. But it's all a big outright in your face lie. Now, do you think Donald will run in 2024?
Oh, gosh, yes. That's all he's doing. Of course he is.
I don't think he will.
Oh, yeah. What do you think all this is about? Why
will tell what it's all
doing
about.
This? No, Trump is running. Absolutely.
I don't really know what Trump is doing, and I'll tell you why. Lock Hillary up, then, I'm not going to lock her up. Hey, we're going to get to the bottom of the forged birth certificate. Now, I have information, inside information, that they got all of Michael Zillow and Joe Arpaio's information to Donald Trump. He reviewed it, said he was going to do something about it, and then decided not to.
Right. Of course.
All right. So we're not going to do anything about Barack Obama's forgery. We're not going to do anything about Hillary's literally attack on a candidate and then attack on the president of the United States. We're not going to do anything with that. And now you got to wonder, if he runs in 2024, what's the value of that? We'll talk about it in seconds on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so Sheriff Mack with me. I'm not here to attack Donald Trump, but I am here to set the record straight about the deep state against the rest of us. Donald, sadly, has become part of the deep state, whether intentionally or not, don't know. But here's what I do know. He promised to lock up Hillary on the campaign trail, not even a thought of it once he got in office. He promised to get to the bottom of the birth certificate for Barack Obama. Both of these are absolutely arrestable offenses. If that birth certificate was forged, who forged it? And if it was forged, Barack knew and did nothing. So he becomes an accomplice to the crime. Now you got Hillary literally attacking a candidate and the president of the United States with a dishonest, fake-funded dossier. The Capitol people who got pushed into the Capitol, most of them were peaceful. They're all criminals and in jail now, but yet Hillary runs free. And Hillary created a greater coup on the country than anybody in any January 6th event. But, of course, we're not really going to talk about that. Now Donald Trump is talking vote fraud, election fraud. But now that the 2,000 mules stuff has come out, where's Mike Lindell and the Donald to be front, star, center to get to the bottom of vote and election fraud? The answer is they're MIA, sir.
Yeah, well, I don't know if Mike Lindell is so much, but I know Trump is still trying to be political. That's why he's running.
Yeah, I'd like to get Mike Lindell to come to our press conference with us to highlight this and put it front and center, but I can't even get that done. Can you?
Yeah, I would. In fact, I just started working on that yesterday to try to get Lindell and some of the people there from Brighty on TV. But, you know, that's just beginning. And, I hope we can make it happen. I think some big people are going to attend. So, that remains to be seen, but we're still working on that. We've got 4 weeks to go on that. And we really are getting a good response on some of this, though. But most of it's coming from the American people. They want something done. And, you know, it's going back to Richard Nixon when he had committed so many different crimes on the cover up of Watergate. And he may have even had something to do with Watergate that was never known. G. Gordon Liddy told me that Nixon had nothing to do with it. But Nixon's big mistake was his personality and his bipolar personality. And it was everything is protect the president, protect your image. And they don't give a hoot about the truth or who should be prosecuted. And Nixon gets pardoned, of course, by Ford. And Ford never got really forgiven by that. And that's how he was voted out, the only president never to be elected to office. And then we got Carter. Oh, my goodness. And so now we have Carter to the 10th power in there not right now. But these politicians, once they get into office, just like Trump, oh, yeah, I'm going to leave Hillary alone. She's lost. Her political career's over. And then you see all these crimes that literally she did commit. And it, and until, to your point, and until politicians pay for the crimes they commit, these things are going to continue. And Trump is playing in that realm. He's playing in that game. And that is, that game is owned by the deep state. And sooner or later, he's going to have to make a decision. Am I going to drain the swamp, or am I going to continue to flirt with the swamp? And his flirtation with the swamp, I believe, was part of his demise, because he had a swamp dweller that came in and backstabbed him entirely, and that was Attorney General Barr. And he's still backstabbing him today. And Barr told the biggest lie. He said there was no voter fraud sufficient to change the election. Well, he was lying then, because he actually performed no investigation into Donald Trump's claims that there was voter fraud. You can't come out and tell the American people there was no voter fraud sufficient to change the election if you never committed any kind of investigation. And he didn't. And so this whole thing is just, again, a political sham. And Donald Trump won't violate the ultimate rules in that political sham. If you're going to get to the swamp and drain the swamp and get to the bottom of the deep state, which he said he would, then you have to quit playing their game.
Right. And you also have to come to the table, though, when the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association literally calls for nationwide county-by-county investigations into vote fraud and election fraud. And when you have multiple sheriffs already in the middle of investigations, and those investigations are being stymied by the deep state at all levels, and they're mocking sheriffs and mocking the authority of sheriffs and even the Texas Attorney General, and you don't come to the table to back them and get involved and help them with finances or whatever you need to do if you're President Trump right now, you kind of go, what on earth is going on? And I'm not here to attack Trump, but I'm here to say, hey, if there's just a disconnect and somehow we can't get a hold of you, but we could work together, let's make that happen. Otherwise, I'm kind of going, why are these guys missing in action? I'll tell you who else is missing in action. All the members of Congress. I'm told that about 150 members of Congress and senators still believe there was election mishap at the least, vote mishap, possibly fraud. Now, if that's true, how did we let the riots on January 6th, the insurrections, derail this? Now, even if you agree that there were bad actors, whether they're government, whether they're Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, who knows, who cares for this moment? Now, I do believe we know the answers to those questions, but I'm setting that aside for a second for the point that I'm making. Even if you say that was bad, and even if you say we had to put off the looking into this for a couple of days and get our safety in place and security in place and all that kind of stuff, even if you buy that, how come Congress never did what everybody went to the Capitol for them to do, which is look into elections? They never even did that. They used this as an excuse to sidestep. They never did that. And that was primarily, what, you had Senate control still, right? How come we never really looked at this thing at all? We just sidestepped it and went, golly, there was bad guys, and I was fearing for my life, and now we're, so Congress has never looked at this, the courts have never looked at this, but they're running around saying there's no vote fraud, but now we're getting arrests in Arizona, Sheriff. What are the arrests for? Answer, vote fraud. So they can say it's not wide scale. They can say whatever they want to, but the evidence is coming to light. Congress never even looked at this. Never.
Yeah, and so, Sam, I think the greatest fear there with Jim Jordan and any other politician, once they start going for the throat, in other words, once they start going after arrests and prosecutions, then they know all bets are off. And then both sides will be doing that. And they know that every single one of them are subject to arrest for one failure or another. And the one is that they probably would be the most scared of, and that is, did you keep your oath? In other words, you committed perjury. You have not followed the Constitution, which also leads into another charge, and that's treason. If you purposely do not follow the Constitution, you are committing an act of treason against America. And that's a legitimate argument. And that's something they never want to go there. They never want to go there. And so they're afraid of a criminal arrest war between the two. And neither one of them want that.
I agree with that. But until we get there, we'll never solve the vote fraud problem or the election fraud problem. If we don't eventually get there, we will never stop the criminal activity that is literally, I mean, they literally attack Donald Trump as a candidate and as president. The greatest coup in America, in my opinion, in modern history ever.
It was.
If we're not going to go there, then there's nothing we can touch. The criminals will just run the asylum. There's a two-tier system. There's you and I that'll go to prison for blinking wrong, and then there's them that'll never go to prison for any reason under the sun whatsoever. Is that how we're going to let America roll?
I hope not, but it's been rolling that way for some time, for a long time, you know. And,
agreed.
You know, what are they going to do? You know, Mike Lee, running for re-election right now, just released a new book. When has he ever come out against the crimes of the IRS? When did he help not put innocent Amish farmers in prison? The federal government putting innocent innocent Amish farmers in prison. Now we have Amos Miller in Pennsylvania being attacked by the USDA and the FDA. And he's looking at $500,000, complete destruction of his farm and lifestyle, and going to prison because he butchers hogs without their permission. And so that kind of criminal activity on the part of the federal government, and nobody's checking. There is no check and balance from senators as constitutional as someone like Mike Lee is. And he comes across very humble. He's part of the problem, just as the rest of them. If someone as stalwart and dedicated to Americanism as one Mike Lee is, and he still goes along with the corrupt politics, you know we're in trouble. But he is.
Right.
I would look him in the eye. I will look him in the face and tell him he's just another corrupt Republican in Washington.
All right, now check this out, though. I'm convinced you might have a Romney-Pence or Pence-Romney ticket for 2024. I don't know that Biden or Donald will run.
I don't know if they'll. I don't. Well, it came out as a headline this morning that the White House press secretary, who's absolutely horrible, she reads everything. Every answer she has is already taken care of, and she reads it all. She's reading everything. You could have Donald Duck up there reading everything, but she's absolutely horrible, and this whole thing is such a sham. But no, you know, I don't know, but I believe if you really look at
you'd vote for Romney for 24, wouldn't you? Or will you vote for Donald?
Sam, I've already repented, and I told you I
will.
Will
you
never
vote for Donald?
Again.
I'm just teasing. Will you vote for Donald Trump?
No, I think that's very likely, because if there's no one else, if I have to vote for Donald, like if it's him and Biden or him and Harris, I absolutely will vote for Biden. I absolutely will vote for Trump.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I will not vote for Donald Trump because there's too many fundamental things that he could have accomplished or got done that he hasn't. And I appreciate that they drummed him out of office and literally ran him out on a rail. That's what the Democrats did. But he had the opportunity to literally lead the way to put people in prison and start this domino.
It's the Democrats' hate of him that makes me want to vote for him again.
Yeah, but he didn't get it done when he had the opportunities. We don't know about the birth certificate. Barack could be in jail right now. We could have put Hillary in jail right now. We could have let them know we mean business, but we didn't. We just simply babbled at the brook and then got ran out on a rail. That's all. All right, hour one of the can, two coming up. TV joins us with the Sheriff Mac Show in seconds. God save the Republic of the United States of America.